This is University Beat. I'm Mark Schreiner. Is beauty more than skin deep? That's the question Theater USF is taking on with their spring production, an adaptation of the Tony-nominated Broadway musical, Violet. The title character, a young white woman, sets off from her North Carolina home in 1964 with hopes that a televangelist in Oklahoma can heal her. Violet has a scar across her face, the result of a tragic childhood accident involving her father. However, in a testament to the power of acting, there's no scar visible through makeup or prosthesis. The performers have to make the audience believe that it's there.
I'm Tess Carr, and I am playing Violet. Other people in the ensemble react to it and seeing it, but I think a lot of it for me has been thinking about what it would be like to have a scar like that and remembering that that scar is there, and that this entire journey is about that, really kind of about that scar and about the fact that it's ruled her entire life.
Setting off on a cross-country bus trip, Violet meets and interacts with a number of people who react to her disfigurement with horror. But she strikes up a more cordial, yet complicated relationship with a pair of soldiers on their way to Fort Smith, Arkansas. A white corporal in his 20s named Monty, and an African-American sergeant in his 30s nicknamed Flick.
Call that hell? Did you think I'd be impressed?
Why would I want to impress you?
Why don't you just leave up being on?
Flick, please don't stay mad at me.
Such relationships between races were highly unusual and rarely accepted in the play setting of the American South in the 60s.
I am Will Lindsay, and I am playing Grady Fliggins, also known as Flick. In the present, the things that they say and do are considered okay. But back in his time period, it's not really okay. So I have to watch and I have to react a certain way to different kinds of situations.
Before rehearsals even began, the play's director, assistant professor of theater Douglas Hall, set about helping his students realize the era Violet is set in.
So I would bring in pictures and newspaper articles. I also would suggest several films that they could watch just to get an idea of what that social time was. And we played some of the music of the time, talked about what was happening, because in the 60s, you know, everything was changing.
My God, Violet, you're failing math. At your school, that ain't easy.
You're the one who makes me go.
Because you need to. They shortchange you at the store every time I send you.
While dealing with those changes, Violet flashes back to her past and her difficult relationship with her father.
I am Anthony Santinello, and I am playing the father. I'm a single father in the 60s, and I don't like talking about all of these issues. I don't like being open. I don't like showing my feelings. So that being the complete opposite of me in real life is a little bit difficult to step into, but it's been a nice, refreshing experience, I'd say.
Violet was first performed off-Broadway in 1997, but a 2014 revival, featuring music by Janine Tesori, composer of the musical Fun Home, netted 4 Tony nominations. Violet is the first show at USF directed by Hall, a veteran performer and teacher of musical theater in New York City. Even in their short time working together, Carr says she's enjoying his guidance.
Doug is so great. He's so great letting us find our own ways and helping to guide us rather than just giving us the answers.
Hall returns the praise, saying his young actors are capturing something special.
It's a meaningful piece that I think the students here are connecting to, which just makes them want to do a great job.
And Hall and Lindsay say that Violet is a timeless story that anyone can relate to.
The political climate we're in right now has sort of brought so much of that back to the surface that I think it can really speak to people today and remind us that we're human beings.
Violet is definitely a walk that everyone takes. It's not just about Violet trying to find beauty, it's about her as a human being trying to find out where she belongs. So I feel like everyone can relate to that kind of story.
Violet runs April 14th through 17th and 21st through 24th in Theater 1 on the Tampa campus of USF. For ticket information, visit WUSF.org and click on the University Beat link. For University Beat, I'm Mark Schreiner.